A reading from the prophet Baruch. Jerusalem, take off your dress of sorrow and distress. Put on the beauty of the glory of God forever. Wrap the cloak of the integrity of God around you. Put the diadem of the glory of the Eternal on your head, since God means to show your splendor to every nation under heaven, since the name God gives you forever will be peace through integrity and honor through devotedness. Arise, Jerusalem, stand on the heights and turn your eyes to the east. See your children reassembled from west and east at the command of the Holy One, jubilant that God has remembered them. Though they left you on foot with enemies for an escort, now God brings them back to you like royal princes carried back in glory. For God has decreed the flattening of each high mountain, of the everlasting hills, the filling of the valleys to make the ground level, so that Israel can walk in safety under the glory of God. And the forests and every fragrant tree will provide shade for Israel at the command of God. For God will guide Israel in joy by the light of his glory, with his mercy and integrity for escort. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. On our lips there were songs. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. The heathens themselves said, what marvels the Lord worked for them. What marvels the Lord worked for us. Indeed we were glad. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Every time I pray for all of you, I pray with joy, remembering how you have helped to spread the good news from the day you first heard it right up to the present. I am quite certain that the one who began this good work in you will see that it is finished when the day of Christ Jesus comes. God knows how much I miss you all, loving you as Christ Jesus loves you. My prayer is that your love for each other may increase more and more, and never stop improving your knowledge and deepening your perception, so that you can always recognize what is best. This will help you to become pure and blameless, and prepare you for the day of Christ, when you will reach the perfect goodness which Jesus Christ produces in us for the glory and praise of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. All people shall see the salvation of God. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. In the 15th year of Tiberius Caesar's reign, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod, the tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, tetrarch of the lands of Iturea and Trachonitis, Licinius, tetrarch of Abilene, during the pontificate of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went through the whole Jordan district, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the sayings of the prophet Isaiah. A voice cries in the wilderness, "Prepare a way for the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley will be filled in, every mountain and hill be laid low. Winding ways will be straightened, and rough roads made smooth, and all people shall see the salvation of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.